Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Two strikes, two outs. The runners go, the pitch, and that's outside. Oh, no. Tony Randazzo
that's
just ran
terrible.
Him up. And JT Realmuto cannot believe it.
That's a joke.
That's not even close.
Wow.
Welcome back, L.A., and welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to, and that was a joke last night. You could use that phrase for a lot, from the way the game went to the loss again as the Phillies continue to struggle here. But that moment in the seventh inning was a total joke for a lot of reasons that we'll get into on the show. A lot to do today as a big announcement from BG on the morning show. We'll talk about this Phillies game. The Eagles were not just a little over a week away from the NFL draft. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, just remember, don't be forced to buy something that you really don't want.
Good advice.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I guess it's telemarketer season or people door-to-door season, and one of those people came by like the meal plan people.
Did they get you?
No, they didn't.
Almost?
No, because they try to fast talk, and I know a lot of times we feel pressure to do things, you know, because you just want to get out of it and say, oh, I'll get ready. Like, no, I'm not. They're not about to sign up for nothing.
So fast talk would be the inverse of long talking.
Yeah, it's fast talking, trying to get you to buy something you don't want. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, you know what? We don't always get what we want. Because last night I wanted a Phillies win, Hugh. We didn't get that. Tough night. Look, they started off well, right? The first inning was going well.
Looked great.
Taijuan got through a first inning. Second inning, not so good. Taijuan came back to earth. I'm not even that mad at Taijuan. Look, he had a really bad inning. He had his own error, which caused the problem in that inning. Gave up a couple home runs. Hugh, unfortunately, you continue to be the Taijuan whisperer because you kind of had a feeling yesterday wasn't going to be his night, and you were right again on Taijuan Walker.
You know what's funny?
It's annoying.
Rhea texted me, and she was like, "See, I ain't going to tell you everything she said, but basically she was saying it was my fault." And I was like, I'm sorry. The next time, like, you and Kyle don't ask me questions
that you don't want
the answers to. It just didn't feel like, you know, it just didn't feel like it was going to be. I didn't think they were going to lose, though. They did start off well, and it did start when, you know, he had that error at second base when he threw it. And then after that, it just kind of spiraled. But I guess the one silver lining in all of this is that at least he got through, at least gave you six innings.
Five, I think it was five.
Five.
No, but he gave some distance. It wasn't, on the scale of Taijuan starts, I've been way, way more annoyed. It's whatever. He had not a great night. But
he said whatever.
Yeah, no, that's
because There were other fish to fry.
And I'm going to fry one right now. And that's the manager, Rob Thompson. Our 215-592-9494. Look, I've been a Topper guy since he took over for Joe Girardi in 2022. I think he's done overall a good job. But Hugh, sometimes a team needs energy.
And
the spark. And the Phillies right now are lacking a spark. And I thought in the seventh inning last night, there was an opportunity for Rob Thompson to deliver a spark. And he sat there like a zombie in the dugout. So the seventh inning, we played the call for you. And JT Realmuto, and that was a sequence that just went the Phillies, the opposite way of the Phillies, right? He hits the ball down the line, almost a home run, right? It was a foul ball by about, I don't know, 5-10 feet. That's this close to a three-run home run. It would have made the game 8-7. All right, it's foul. And then he strikes out on a pitch that is so far off the plate I haven't heard one person this morning say, actually, no, maybe it was close. It wasn't even close. L.A. was totally right. It was a total joke. And that's not Rob Thompson's fault. And a lot of this team isn't Rob Thompson's fault because he doesn't build the team. He just manages it. But that was an opportunity to come out last night, Hugh, and get yourself fired up, thrown out of the game, protect your player, show the team you have a pulse, get the stadium rocking. It's gone on in baseball for 100 years, and Rob Thompson sat there like he was half asleep. And I got to tell you, it reminded me, everyone, 3 years ago, when Joe Girardi got fired here, 3 years ago, there was a moment late in April where Kyle Schwarber lost his mind on Angel Hernandez, and Girardi sat there like he was totally asleep at the wheel. And a month later, he was out of here because that team had no life and Topper took over. And I was reminded of that last night. Look, I like Topper, but at some point, the buttons you press, they got to work. And this guy's moves so far this year have fallen flat almost every single time. He had a chance last night to fire everyone up, and he sat there. I was super frustrated, and I'm starting to second-guess Rob Thompson as Phillies manager. Hugh, where are you at on Topper? There was an opportunity there. He could have run on that dugout last night and let the ump hear it, and he sat there like he was half asleep at the wheel.
Allow me to long talk for a minute, man.
Different than quick talking,
here
right?
we go. Yeah,
no, and I'm not making any excuses because mm-hmm. I know how people feel mm-hmm. this morning. But I think as a whole, last night, there was a lot going on last night in that game. You know, you talk about the Taiwan Walker era. You talk about other stuff that was going on.
Gender reveals?
I wasn't going to say nothing because, I mean, hell, it's a beautiful thing to be able
to,
you know.
Congratulations to the Harpers.
But you got to be able to read the room. You got to be able to read the room. And I think that the juice that you were looking for, they came out with that initially. And then somewhere along the line, the juice went out. Now, I know it's easy to point to that moment and say, you know, he looked like a zombie. It's not a good look. I'm not going to lie. That's not a good look. I shout out to John Johnson for posting the video and being able to look at it. It's not a good look, but I'm not ready to blame him and say it's all his fault. Hitters got to hit, man. Hitters got to hit and players got to play. But I understand, I empathize with where people are feeling this morning when it comes to Rob Thompson because he's the manager and you want to light a fire up under the team. But like I said, they came out and they looked like they were ready to play. They initially looked like they were ready to play. And then somewhere along the line, the wheels fell off the wagon.
Well, and then when they fell off, they fell off badly. Look, when I say I'm frustrated at Rob Thompson, I'm second-guessing him, I don't think this is all his fault. It's not, right? You're totally right, Hugh. It's not his fault that Trey Turner is a lesser player now than he was 3 years ago. That's not Rob Thompson's fault. It's not Rob Thompson's fault that his pitchers are losing velocity as they age. It's not his fault that Taiwan Walker is average at best. Like, none of this is his fault. I mean, he's got to play with the hand he's dealt.
But he's
got to be able to add something, right? So he's made a lot of moves so far. He's tried different things. Unfortunately for him, they haven't worked. So his strategic moves aren't really working. And it is what it is. He's trying things. He's throwing stuff at the wall. It's not sticking. But I need this team to wake up. And 3 years ago, we said the same thing. I mean, literally the same stuff was being said. Like, they're listless. They're slow. What's going on? And they made a change. And again, I'm not calling for his firing today. I'm just saying Rob got the job because the guy above him, they weren't performing for that manager for whatever reason. And I'm watching a team here that looks like they're half asleep, and their manager looks half asleep. After the game, Rob Thompson asked about that. Listen to his response. I mean, this wasn't just a bad call. This was a ridiculous call. Here's how Topper talked about it after the game.
It's rare to see JT react to a call like that.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Yeah, it was off plate.
Yeah, that right there. Yeah, that.
Can we have a little more energy than it was off the plate?
Oh.
I mean, anyone in the world could have told you it was off the plate, Rob.
Yeah, that right there. That was tough.
Are we going through the motions or are we trying to win baseball games?
And again, you got to be careful. Not making excuses, mm-hmm. but I'm not making excuses.
Here we go.
Is this like with all due respect where you start I'm not making excuses
not
and then more, start making excuses?
I'm not making excuses. That was a tough night, though. In a small sampling size, like the first two innings,
yeah.
Did they look like they were ready to play?
Well, they came out hitting.
They came out hitting. Didn't they look like they were ready to play? And then all of a sudden, it just spiraled out of control. And honestly, I think, and this is not an excuse, but it's almost like when you get hit with a punch that you didn't see coming and you're trying to gather yourself, you're sitting there and you're trying to gather yourself. That's the only thing I could think of in that seventh inning when I look over there and they show Topper and he's just standing there. He was trying to figure out where the hell this thing went wrong at.
Yeah, well,
because
before
you knew it, it was 8-4. It was like, what, 3-3? And then all of a sudden, it just the wheels just completely fell off the wagon.
Well, yeah, the Giants' offense exploded there in that second inning. Then they poured on later and later. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to get to with Topper today. Can we hear him on Taiwan Walker's night? Because this was a... well, it was an interesting response.
Micah Parsons-esque?
Yeah, Micah Parsons-esque response to Taiwan's 6-run out, and here it was after the game.
Other than that one inning where he made a couple of mistakes, hanging cutter and a fastball, he was trying to go in and left it out over the plate. I thought he pitched pretty good. You know, stuff was good. He saved the pen. He grinded through 5 innings. So.
He did do that, though.
He did. So, I mean, again.
I gave him 3, but he went.
Like when Micah said what he said.
Yeah,
or like,
that dog ain't hunting.
He's not wrong, right? Other than a one inning, it wasn't that bad. Unfortunately, that one inning had 6 runs.
Yeah, that was a tough inning.
Yeah, well, and a tough night, and it's been a tough week plus for the Phillies here. 215-592-9494. We'll get to a lot on Topper here, but let's just start with this. After the game, Topper kind of second-guessed himself after the game about a pinch-hitting situation. I'm starting to second-guess Rob Thompson with everything, because his moves so far, his strategic moves, have not worked. Like, just, again, Stott in the leadoff spot last night, a weak fly ball to left field in a big spot. He benches Marsh last night, which I get, right? You're trying to
yeah,
help
he was,
this guy.
Yeah, struggling.
But it goes to Rojas, and the game finds him multiple times, and he struck out 3 times in 3 at-bats. He looked horrendous at the plate. Yeah. They drop Alec Boehm in the lineup. That's not really working. Like, nothing Topper seems to do is getting energy out of this team. He had a chance last night to spark this team, and he sat there like it was Weekend at Bernie's. Kyle, where are you on Topper right now? Because this is frustrating.
Not Weekend at Bernie's.
You never want the Weekend at Bernie's comp for a baseball manager. That's usually what it was.
Put the glasses on him. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's alive
in the
dugout.
I saw people calling him Rob Zombie last night, which was
real creative.
Yeah, I like it's that reminding one. Me of the end of the Girardi era when he was asleep in the dugout. I think he's really feeling the pressure of this lame duck situation and the fact that he could, or very possibly is, on the hot seat this season. You said it. He's clearly second-guessing a lot of the decisions he's making. It's like he's caught between his usual shtick of, like, relax, everything's going to be okay, they'll slug stuff.
Yep.
But then making reactive and proactive decisions day-to-day about the team. Like, the actions aren't really matching the words for Rob Thompson. Right now, is he the reason that things aren't going great with the team right now? Like, no, I wouldn't say he's the reason. I think the organization put him in a bad spot this season by not addressing the bottom of the order, not addressing the bullpen, letting guys go there. And even the star players really aren't carrying their weight. You know, we didn't even get into Bryce Harper's poorly timed gender reveal.
I was going to leave that alone.
They're striking out with the baby,
I was gonna
baby blue
alone.
Bat.
Yeah. I was going to leave that one alone.
So, like, it's not all Rob Thompson, but I do think to some degree it starts with him. Like, the team just looks like they're lacking energy right now. And I think a lot of that has to do with, like, the erratic behavior by the manager. Like, I mean, erratic seems like a strong word.
No, I think it's the right word.
But it's like, strong.
No, it is the right word. It's
been
erratic.
It's not, no. He's been unpredictable. Yeah. Like, you can't really get... I don't have a read on what Rob Thompson's plan is right now, and it feels like that's trickling down to a lot of the guys on the team.
I would ask you this. What are you supposed to do when you're given the same roster that you had last year and nothing's changed?
Well, so I understand that.
You have to try to be creative.
I understand that, but it feels like he's between things. Like, it looks like he's desperately looking for answers as opposed to being like, I have the answers. And I think the players can see that.
He has done more change, and some people may appreciate this. He's changed more in the first 2 weeks than he usually ever does.
Yes.
So you could read that one of two ways. He's trying, but it's not working, right?
And they're not responding.
Well, but okay, either way, it's not great, right? Yeah. Like, either way, it's not. And again, I don't think this is all his fault. But sometimes in sports, we know this. The person that's kind of the coach or the manager, it's not their fault. They didn't build the team, but they got to get the most out of the team. Yeah. And right now, they look... I mean, it's going on for a while now. They look listless.
They look like they're kind of like playing tight. Like, it looks like they don't know what the answer is.
That was Girardi in 22. Right. He looked tight. They looked tight. Yep. And they didn't wake up for 2 months until they kicked him out the door. Again, I don't want to fire Rob today, but am I starting to second guess him as the Phillies manager? Yeah. I mean, he's trying things. It's not working. And last night, it bothered me. JT rarely shows that kind of emotion.
And he was cursing.
He was mad.
Using grown folks' language.
Yes.
And
on a night of a gender reveal. We can't be doing that.
on a night of Harper's gender reveal.
If you look at the video that John put out, though, it's not a good look when you're sitting there Rob Zombie was appropriate, though. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm riding for Rob. I'm riding for Rob this morning.
14 minutes in, you called him Rob Zombie?
But no, it was funny. Listen, because y'all know how I roll, right? So I went, John Johnson posted a picture.
Yeah. Went to the comments?
Went straight to the comments, Joe. Yeah. Went straight to the comments. And I'm looking, and I'm like, yeah, I get it. I feel bad for it, but I mean.
Hold on. And then he had the nerve to go out there between innings and address the lighting situation with the umpires.
Can we focus on the important things?
My goodness.
Your catcher is pouring his emotion out, and you're sitting there half asleep in the dugout. 215.
I'm going to be trying to win a game.
592-9494. Where do you come down the Phillies right now? Reaction to last night, and specifically Rob Thompson. Are you starting to second guess him as the Phillies manager? I am. I've been a Topper guy. I like Topper, but he's got to get more out of this team. If he pushes buttons, something needs to work here soon because none of this stuff is working right now. And last night, it bothered me. That is a spot for the manager to come out. Baseball's been playing this game for 120 years. The manager comes out and either defends his guy so he doesn't get thrown out, or he just sparks the team, shows them, I've got your back. And last night, he sat there like he didn't, like, not gonna say he didn't care, but whatever.
He was caught off guard.
Caught off guard. That pitch was 6 inches off the plate.
First of all, this is not an excuse. I'm just trying to bring you behind the curtain just a little bit. But
my goodness gracious! Wake up, Rob. Rob, wake up in the dugout. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's going on?
Hey, Hugh. That Bucky's picture I tagged you in. I stopped there on Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I saw that, man.
What'd you get, Jeff? What'd you get?
One and done. I got the brisket sandwich. I got the I keep calling them beaver balls, but they're called beaver nuggets.
Beaver nuggets.
Yeah, they're okay. And
they're super, I like them. They're super sweet. I like though, man. Nuggets. I don't food that's
honestly,
super sweet.
Honestly, the highlight was the bathroom situation.
Yeah, you could
bathroom I've ever been.
You could have relations in that bathroom. Yeah, and could nobody.
I knew that was coming.
Hold on a second.
I mean, I'm not.
You know, this isn't making me want to go there more. That people are doing this.
I'm just saying it. Say if it's like a mini, like, you know.
The absolute glory hole.
This is not making me want to go more.
Hold on, real quick. 18 stalls, and every, like, toilet area was completely enclosed. And the
completely.
Guy caught, one of the dudes caught me, the maintenance guy caught me
caught
counting
you.
How many stalls, and he yelled out, 18. So it's something that.
Yeah, and you can fall asleep in the Bucky stall if you want to and and lock the door and not worry about
why
nothing.
Why is this appealing to anybody? Falling asleep
but
in
don't
a
you realize if you have
bathroom.
That thought that you could do that, the person before you may have done that, and then you go in the same stall?
Yeah.
That doesn't make it gross?
Clean. I mean, they're super clean.
Clean? I'm not sure it's as clean as you think it is. And anyway, go ahead, Jeff.
Anyway, all right. So I'm getting a little bit frustrated with Thompson. Now, here on one hand, why would he have the back of every of those guys on that team where there's only one guy hitting over 300 and the rest of them are hitting below 260? So I don't have a lot of patience for that either. But, dude, you got to do something. That was ridiculous. Those calls were outrageously bad, and you've got to stand up for something, if not yourself in that situation. Not only do you send a spark or throw a spark, you should be throwing bombs out there to that umpire. You should be getting thrown out before you hit the top step.
Slap someone, but you should verbally.
Oh, should have got to get the guy in his face, put his finger.
Pull a Lou Piniella, throw a base or something, kick dirt on him.
I mean, it was kind of funny. He just kind of
check his pulse. Get a doctor in the dugout.
Rob Zombie was the best.
Conclusion that Rojas is not. Not the answer in center field.
Yeah, no.
And that's where that falls on Dombrowski with you know, Rojas and Marsh as their center fielders. Like, that's not going to work.
Well, Jeff, it's not. But, I thought a lot last night about the conversation we were having a little bit yesterday when Rhea was in about calling up Justin Crawford. Because at some point, they have to, like, I don't know if he's fully ready, but is he better than what they have now? He probably is.
He's got to be more ready than what they've got right now.
Well, it's hard to be worse. Yeah. I mean, you're right, Jeff. Yeah. Good phone call. I'm glad you got to go to Bucky's. Yeah, the whole bathroom thing. You're not making me want to go there more with this bathroom situation.
The bathroom situation is bananas. The gas bays are bananas. You're overwhelmed when you walk in with the merch and all the not the beaver nuggets, but the beef jerky and all the other stuff. It's a lot going on in Bucky's.
It sounds like it.
It's like Cabela's.
Well, then you get
But you get gas.
You famously walked around Cabela's for a half hour without doing anything.
I mean, it's overwhelming, man. It can be a little overwhelming.
Is that Pop Douglas all right?
Yeah,
over there?
It is a little overwhelming.
He's been walking in a circle for a half
I'm
hour.
I'm confused. I don't know what I want.
I'm gonna start calling people Rob Thompson when they do this. Is he pulling a Rob Thompson? He's just standing there.
That's gonna stick. That is gonna stick.
I mean, you were right when you said it wasn't just that he didn't come out of the dugout. It's the camera that panned to him sitting there.
It was like immediately because it was almost like the cameraman was waiting for that moment, that viral moment that you were talking
about. Like he was gonna run out.
And it just looked like he was still processing the Taiwan Walker throw.
That was like an hour before.
No, but I'm just saying, and that's how I looked at it. I'm like, he was reflecting on how it looked like almost like he was trying to figure out where was it that this game went wrong. Because like I said, we talked about the other day, yesterday, about how they looked lifeless in St. Louis and how they didn't have any energy. Well, they came out last night with energy.
Yeah, they did.
They came out with energy. The crowd was behind it. And I saw a tweet from Devin. They said, well, the boos are out now. When Taiwan started to unravel. And after that, it was like, okay, where did you go wrong? And then late in that game, you know, you see Castellanos hits a home run. He hits one. And you're thinking they're coming back to life. And then, you know, they just close the door on again. The Giants close the door again.
Yeah, the frustrating part was that moment. There was like a minute and a half stretch where it felt like things were going to turn around. Because when JT hit the ball fouls, that was close to a 3-run home run. It would have been an 8-7 game. Like, they could win that game at that point. And then a minute later, he strikes out on a pitch so far outside that.
Man, that was bananas. And then, you know, the pitch tracker, you could see where it was. Yeah, I get where you're coming from with that.
He's got to come out of the dugout. He's got to do something. Self in North Philly's up. What's up, Self?
Yo, man. First off, what do y'all want Chopper to do, man? Like, he's frustrated. He like, I'm doing everything. I'm throwing everything from the kitchen sink out here, and they're not producing. What else can I do? You know what I mean? He go out there, he show fire, he get kicked out of the game. They still going to lose. You know what I'm saying? So what's the point? Let me allow me, if you will. I just drew a comparison between football and baseball, right? Mm-hmm. You know how you say defense is a luxury. Well, guess what? Watching that St. Louis game, and even last night, first of all, Taiwan had a bad game. All right, so what? Ain't nobody talk all this crap about Wheeler once again when he fell off the rocket and was getting blown out the ballpark. Nobody said nothing. There's always, oh, I'm not worried about Wheeler. Like, stop. Y'all need to stop doing that, man. Y'all need to start calling it like
it is. But Wheeler's a great pitcher. He had a bad game.
Okay, and Taiwan had a bad game.
But Taiwan's
Taiwan stinks, though. So that's the part you're missing.
Say that's the difference.
Okay, y'all can say what y'all want to say. I'm going back Taiwan like y'all back Wheeler and bum-ass Nola.
Okay, damn. Well, you're going to be blatantly incorrect, Self.
Whatever, Kyle. You know, you always right. You ain't never right, but you always right.
You're backing man, Taiwan Walker over day, Zach Wheeler, Self.
It's his huge fault.
I didn't say
what
I was
saying.
Yes, you did.
You've been talking about Taiwan supporters.
I said he had a bad game.
He did.
Yeah, he did. But he has them all the time. Wheeler doesn't.
Taiwan have a bad game. It's off with his head.
Yeah, because he stinks.
I didn't even rip him.
Yeah, because Wheeler's better.
I actually moved past.
This is simple stuff, Self. Very simple.
Appreciate you. I didn't even rip Taiwan. I said he had a bad night, and I moved past it in 10 seconds.
You moved on.
I really did.
Y'all have other fish you want to fry. Ain't got to it yet. I'm waiting for it to.
I'm frying Topper, and then I'm frying you.
One of the dumbest hills to die on is that we don't rip Wheeler enough and Taiwan too much.
I didn't even rip Taiwan this morning. I just moved past
six turns.
But
he deserves
it.
He stinks.
He's not a good pitcher. We know this. The manager needs to wake up. That's my problem after last night. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to second guess Topper as Philly's manager? I am. Hugh thinks we need to relax. Well, Topper did say that
just
last night.
A little bit.
He thinks we need to relax. Topper said, I'm not relaxed about anything. Your calls on that. We'll get to Hugh's clues for draft party tickets
next. I know y'all can't wait for that.
Oh, it's going to be great. More from Topper yesterday, some of his decisions. It really sounds like he's second-guessing himself. Are you starting to second-guess Topper? All your phone calls coming up. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Duvall's 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and that's the 13th strikeout and final strikeout of the night for the Phillies, who go 1-2-3 in the ninth, and the Giants open the series with a resounding 10-4 win here over the Phillies.
Yeah, resounding, not in the good way. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Phillies go down last night. I'm annoyed at Topper for not coming out there in the seventh inning when JT took a pitch clearly off the plate for strike three. He's got to get out there, get himself thrown out of the game, spark the team, just show some life. I mean, just listless, like the baseball team right now. Rob Zombie. I mean, that's what he was last night. He was a total Rob Zombie. All right, 215-592-9494. Some more what Topper said yesterday in a second here. First, though, how about what happened here on the station about an hour and a half ago, Hugh? BG was on with the morning show, and they announced BG Live coming up on Monday, May 5th at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville from 6 to 9 p.m. BG takes the stage, Hugh, joined by Joe DiCamera, to reflect on his incredible life and career. You could buy tickets to the event. We're going to be there before hanging out. This is an awesome thing. I'm excited for this, Hugh. BG Live on May 5th.
Reflect on DiCamera's incredible life and career?
No. This is Brandon Graham's life and career. Would you buy tickets to the Joe DiCamera reflection?
Why not, actually? Yeah.
I might, actually. That might be interesting.
Way more so BG.
Yeah, no. I'm way more in on BG. But no, I'm excited.
But DiCamera's would be interesting.
Yeah, so Joe will be up there on stage with BG. Hugh, I'm excited for this. To hear BG Live?
I'm excited, too, man. It's the day after Cinco de Mayo.
I think it is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it is. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, May 5th.
May 5th.
I screwed that up.
It's okay.
Screwed up big time.
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah, that was
it's tough. The day after May 5th.
I'm not going to be able to recover from that one. I'm going to just go ahead and be quiet for a few seconds. I'm going to go ahead and just be quiet.
Okay.
Because I just looked at my calendar. Wait a minute. Because I said it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's even better.
It's on Cinco de Mayo.
So we get Cinco de Mayo. There you go.
Cinco de Mayo
bounce
with BG.
Bounce back game is strong.
We'll do this again in a couple hours just to make sure it wins.
Wait a minute. I was like, wait a minute. That's on a Sunday.
We'll give you another chance
at this one.
I'm going to get it right.
It's like Taiwan's outing last night. Not totally awful, but there was one bad moment. All right, 215-592-9494. BG Live, Colonial Theater, Phoenixville on May 5th. Can't wait for that. All right, can we hear from Topper here? Topper, trying to get everyone to relax before the game yesterday. Not working, but he's trying. Here it is.
I don't think there's a formula. You just got to try and figure it out who needs it the most. But, you know, these guys got to remember, we're 15 games in here. You know, there's 70 guys hitting under 200 in Major League Baseball right now.
You heard.
So they just need to relax. It's going to happen. We got a long way to go.
I don't give a shit.
All right, so here's the thing with that. He's right. He's totally right. And you could find probably a sub-200 in every, maybe he said 70 of them, right? So maybe two in every lineup, two and a half.
He did his homework before he came to that meeting.
Totally did. But here's the issue. If his words and actions aren't meeting up, like he's already drop bone to eighth.
Yeah.
Bench Marsh for 3 days apparently here, right? So he's saying relax, yet his actions are telling us he's not very relaxed. He's had three leadoff hitters in 2 weeks. It's kind of, I'm caught between, is he actually relaxed, Hugh, or is he actually nervous and he's pretending he's relaxed?
Well, I think it's this, Joe. I think he's trying to follow a pattern to somewhat the way that he's done in the past.
Yeah.
Because he said that in the past, and in the past he's been really, you know, a guy that hasn't done a whole lot, stood pat a lot of the times. But you're in a situation right now where, I mean, we all know what it is. This team, they came up short last year, and you didn't change a whole lot. Most of the times when your team comes up short, you know, you change some things, and you didn't do that. So now you're trying to be proactive with the little nuanced stuff. And that's where, you know, you see the moves, you see the different lineups that he throws out there every day. And you see him sitting guys down because he's in a position where you're not stressed about it, but you're uncomfortable. You're a little bit, you know, your seat is not as comfortable as it once was.
Right.
You know, so you're trying to move around a little bit to try to find you a comfortable area to, you know, to sit in. And that's kind of where he is right now.
Yeah, let's listen to Topper before the game talking about the decision to sit Marsh, which is going to be a three-day thing yesterday, today, and they're facing a lefty on Wednesday. So it sounds like we won't see Marsh starting until Thursday. Here's Topper on the Marsh decision.
Just to give him a blow, mental, physical blow. You know, he's thinking about it quite a bit right now, and everybody goes through it at some point. I just thought that maybe give him a day or two off and just let him watch for a minute.
So I get it, and I think we all probably saw that coming before yesterday, and I'm okay with that. The issue is every button this guy pushes doesn't seem to work this year because he sat him down. Oh, let's put Rojas in. 0-3, 3 strikeouts for Rojas.
And like you said, we said this a lot last year. The game kind of found my man last night.
He's like a magnet.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, that was a tough spot to be in. I mean, I'm not going to blame it all on Rojas for that one.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Well, I'm not blaming it all on him either, but it'd be nice if he'd get a hit once in a while.
I'm not denying that.
Yeah, I get it.
Especially on a night like last night. It was a nice night, too.
Yeah.
The fans were excited, and it just, the wheels fell off.
Well, let's go to Topper after the game, because that third Marsh at-bat, the third Rojas at-bat, he struck out on all three of them, but the third one, there was runners on, and it sounds to me like Topper was already second-guessing himself that he didn't pinch it there. Listen to Topper after the game on that decision to let Rojas take that at-bat.
Rojas starting today for Brandon, what do you think of his at-bats in those spots?
Yeah, just a little bit over-aggressive and over-swinging a little bit. Yeah, he came up in the second, third, nobody out in the fourth. I'm not going to pinch it there, but I think there's an argument to pinch it in the sixth. But he's faced Rodriguez twice, and he's had two really good at-bats, so I felt okay about it.
Would you have thought, if you're pinching, are you thinking about Marsh?
No, it'd be Clemens.
You know what's interesting about that? He was not asked about pinch hitting for Rojas. He just told him out there. You know, I kind of thought about pinch hitting for him. I didn't do it. Like he's almost second guessing. I think Topper's in his own head this season. It feels like he's trying his hardest. He's trying to push different buttons. And last night, obviously, he was caught between, should I go out there and argue? Should I just sit here? I disagree with what he did. Hugh, that was bizarre. That was like a Sirianni. You know, Sirianni asks himself a question and then he answers his own question sometimes.
Yeah.
Nobody asked Rob Thompson in that press conference if you thought about pinch hitting. He just volunteered that I thought about it and then I decided not to do it.
Yeah, it kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier, Joe. How you get hit with a punch that you know kind of rings your bell a little bit, and you're just trying to gather yourself. And it goes back to that's why maybe he was sitting there in the dugout when JT was out there yelling and screaming the way that he was, because he's still trying to process what happened from that errant throw that Taiwan made.
Yeah, I feel like he's in his own head right now. It's not a good place to be. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to second guess Rob Thompson as Phillies manager? Things are not looking great right now. Art is up on WIP. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. Remember me calling about 4 weeks ago that the Phillies are going to finish 80 wins.
And, oh, yeah, I remember.
I remember, Art.
I remember it was Cinco de Mayo. How am I going to remember a phone call that happened like 4 years
ago? Yeah, Hughes having calendar issues, but I remember it, Art. I wrote it down.
We were going to enjoy the Taiwan Walker batting practice show, and what's happening?
We got that a little bit in the second inning last night. All right, so, Art, where are you at on the manager? You're second-guessing?
And then the Topper show. I mean, this is crazy. Let me ask you a question. Why don't they bring this Crawford guy, the center fielder from minor league, up? To maybe bring a spark to the team.
I mean, the only thing I can tell you or guess, Art, is they don't think he's ready yet. But I'm starting to lean towards, you know, Rhea was with us yesterday. She brought it up. A lot of callers did. I'm starting to lean towards if he's better than what they have right now, just get him here and figure it out.
Absolutely. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is like a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, way to self-edit. We caught that. Yeah. Way to self-edit, bro.
I agree. It is that kind of show right now. But, yeah, we got to self-edit on the show. So you second-guess the Topper?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. He's just clueless, like you said. He's not taking any control over the situation. It's funny to watch. Anyway, Buc-ee's is coming to Florida, baby.
Oh, you're getting to Buc-ee's? You ready? You excited for the bathrooms? Apparently, that's the whole thing.
Buc-ee's going to be a mile from my house, and we're opening up one of the biggest water parks in
a mile
the right there.
A mile from your home?
Yeah, I live about a mile from the Fort Pierce exit. It's going to be on the 95 exit.
Oh, that's pretty cool, because most of the Buc-ee's that I've seen, they're like 20 miles outside the city.
Mm.
Like, we're outside. Yeah.
Right off of 95 down here near West Palm, a little bit north of West Palm. It's called Fort Pierce.
Yeah, I need to take a trip down south. I need to hit the Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
I'm fiending to go to Buc-ee's. I just think, I don't know, maybe right, Memorial Day I'll go to Buc-ee's.
You got it, Art. Appreciate it.
There's someone you can call.
Yeah, go down and hang out with Art.
No.
Why, he's our...
No, I'm just saying.
He's our buddy.
Art is our buddy, yeah. But no.
He called 4 weeks ago. He gave us a prediction. You don't remember it.
No.
Mike in Wilkes-Barre's up. What's up, Mike?
Yo.
Mike.
Guys, when do we start moving on from, I get it could be Topper's fault and he's the manager, mm-hmm. but where's Kevin Long in all of this? All we hear is he's this great hitting coach and he fixes...
Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold there.
That's
static. That's from outer space. Yeah, that one...
Call it from Jupiter.
Yeah, that's... Mike, we'll get your connection fixed and we'll get you back up. Let's talk to Ken. Oh, no. Actually, before we do anything else, I got thrown off. I got toppered there. I got thrown off for a second. Before we take another call here, Hugh, we got a prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets. How about this?
This is my moment.
How about this?
This is my moment.
A 4-pack of tickets. So the sold out, I repeat, the sold out Eagles 2025 draft party at Lincoln Financial Field, presented by Lincoln Financial Group on Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. We just got our details this morning of our draft show that we're doing, starting at 6 o'clock, Hugh, so we'll be on the air when these party goers pour in to the Link. Getting ready.
It's going
to
be packed.
Yes.
You think they're going to tailgate for the
draft?
Draft party?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. You want a tailgate? We're off
just
at 2.
Philadelphia.
How about we tailgate before we go on the air at 6?
No, we got to work.
Nah, no
That's
big
a work
deal.
Night.
Nah, nah.
It's
we'll
fine.
Get... Yeah, we're tailgating.
And then
we got
to turn back around and come back to work the next day.
All the more reason to tailgate. All right, draft party includes Eagles locker room tours, Eagles cheerleader and swoop appearances, and more, including our draft show. We're giving away a 4-pack of tickets today with a game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Hughes Clues and you.
Oh. I don't know, I'm starting to feel attacked a little bit, man. I don't appreciate that.
Well, the other day took it to like 1 o'clock to get a winner. I mean, that's on you.
I can't help it that everybody's not a loyal listener like
that's
Ken.
Right. Yep.
Ken knew where I was thinking.
Yep.
Okay, now
it's everyone else's fault.
It is basically. It's not my fault. All right, this is a good clue. This is a cold weather mammal.
A cold weather mammal.
It don't help the situation that immediately you start browbeating.
Cold weather mammal.
About my first clue.
Because I'm putting myself in the shoes of the audience, right? The person listening, trying to win this great ticket.
Everyone's tossing their hands up in the air right now. Like what the hell?
This bleeping guy.
First of all, these are not the first one is not supposed to be that easy. So stop complaining.
That's fair.
It's not supposed to be easy.
I didn't complain.
Life is hard.
Yeah, life is hard.
Just drawing parallels.
Yeah, I get it.
You know, you gotta work to get this. You gotta work. You gotta earn it.
Cold weather mammal starts us off here for Hugh's Clues. Ken in Maze Landing is up next. What's up, Ken?
The zombie coach.
Rob Thompson.
He says zombie coach.
Yeah, dude. Coach, you have one of the best catchers in the last 10 years, and this guy knows the strike zone better than anybody. You got a chance. How about second and third? No outs. How about a leadoff double from a guy who's been struggling? No outs. You can't get him over? Get him in. Put the dog on ball on the ground. This is silliness.
Well, it's bad baseball right now. It's bad offense. It's bad baseball. It's just, last night was ugly. I mean, the last week or so, Ken, has been ugly baseball.
I just want to see him step up and take control of the team. Make guys put the, like, you know what you've got in certain players, especially with, like, Johan Rojas and other guys that are struggling. Put them in a situation to success. Like, call a hit and run. Call them to, like, hit the ball the other way. If they can't execute it, bye-bye, sir. Have a good day. Let's bring up somebody who can execute the calls that I'm going to play or just let them go up and swing away and have a zombie day. Forget about it. It just and his press conferences, man, they are zombie press conferences. It is. I'll take Rob Zombie because Rob Zombie was a maniac. Bang some heads, get some stuff going.
Yeah. I mean, I think it back now in baseball terms. Larry Boa, flip a table over. I mean, Dallas Green. I mean, again, I don't think you need that. Not every team needs that, but this team needs some energy. And last night was an opportunity to get energy. And Topper sat there. It reminded me of Girardi 3 years ago, where he sat there.
That's your catcher.
Yeah,
a catcher.
I know. And JT
knows the zone.
Yeah, JT's typically pretty reserved. He doesn't act like that pretty often, which means he's frustrated.
Yeah, potty mouth.
Well, I mean, I think most people would have a potty mouth. That pitch was a foot outside. All right, Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What do you got?
Well, if I was Hugh and I was cold, I would be a polar bear.
That's a good guess,
yeah,
man.
That's a really good guess. I think you should feel good. That's not it, Ken, but the first guess was at least in the ballpark.
Yeah.
You feel better about your clues?
I mean, I feel good about my clues every day.
Yeah, well, until people start chiming in.
No, people start chiming in. I just see it's my pettiness. I retaliate. Yeah. I have to. I feel like I need to defend myself.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit. So, yeah, that's all. I mean, but I'm not like, I feel great about the clues because they're great clues.
Mm-hmm.
I put a lot of thought into these clues.
Well, we know that.
Long thinking Douglas over here. Mike in Wilkes-Barre. What's up, Mike?
Guys, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
What's up,
anyway,
Mike?
Hey, Kevin Long, where is he in all this? All we hear about is he's such a great hitting coach and he fixes guys. But for the last couple of years here, I haven't seen anyone really jump levels hitting wise. And it's just been a lot of slumps and a lot of the Marshes and Rojas not getting better.
Yeah, well, to your point on that, Mike, other than, I would say, Schwarber, because he's improved so much against lefties over the last year or so, it is tough to find anyone that has improved significantly, right? Like, the young guys or the mid-age guys have gone backwards, like the Bohms and the Marshes. You know, Bryce is what he is. Turner's either going backwards or the same. You're right. It is not, you know, some of this is natural decline. But, yeah, if the job is Kevin Long to make these hitters better, it's not really happening right now with these guys.
No, it's a little frustrating out there. And in the offseason, we didn't make the moves that needed to be done. In defense, there's not a ton of guys out there to make all the moves. But I just, the Marsh and the Rojas thing, we can't be serious if we're gonna win a World Series having those two in the outfield right now. And they're just one bit of the problem that's going on.
I know. Well, the outfield, even with Castellanos hitting, and Mike, good phone call. Castellanos is hitting, and he's off to a nice start at the home run last night. Even with Castellanos hitting, it's a weak outfield, right? Because you only have one of the three spots, Hugh, that looks like it's got a pulse, right? Left field, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And center field has been horrendous. So that's it's not a good offensive outfield.
Yeah, man. And last night was a indicator that something has to give. Like, you're at a point now, I'm not panicking. But when you start out the way that you did, and then all of a sudden you just peter off the way that you did in the game, something's going on.
Topper just needs a win here. He needs one of his moves to work, and obviously none are working right now. And last night, I just was disappointed when I saw the strike three. My first thought was, Topper, get out there, just get out there.
You and everybody else,
just scream and yell, like get the frustration out. Is it going to change the outcome of the game? Probably not. I mean, It's not a miracle when a manager goes out there to yell. It usually doesn't do anything, but sometimes it could spark the team. It could take the pressure off of the team and put it onto him. Because what would be the story after the game? Him, right? Him getting thrown out. Him arguing. The umpire. All that would have been the story. Instead, the story is they don't hit anymore.
But see, you know what? I think what happened was this. I think Topper was a little beleaguered because the gender reveal was supposed to be the spark. Why are you laughing?
We're getting sparked by gender reveals.
Why do you think it
you
was
can't
done?
Be serious.
Why do you think it was done?
So we've gotten, they're tired.
No.
It's cold.
First of all.
The gender reveal.
It's not
home cooking.
Excuse. First of all, Kyle. Quinn.
You said
not,
whoa.
Wow, he last named you.
Who's that?
It's wow.
It's not an excuse. It's sarcasm. Know the difference.
It's like when a parent uses the middle name.
It better be sarcasm.
It was sarcasm.
I can't tell with you. Sometimes.
You didn't get sparked by the gender reveal, Matt?
I mean, that's what it was supposed to do. The gender reveal was supposed to be the spark. Congratulations to Bryce Harper.
Yeah, it's
family.
Awesome. Their fourth child.
Their fourth child.
Maybe I'm old school. When I think of spark, I think of a manager kicking dirt on an umpire, not a blue bat.
You know.
Maybe I'm old
school.
Can
I just tell you what I was thinking when I saw the gym? I thought it was a great concept because, you know, everybody's trying to do it different. Boy, y'all better win. Hey, because boy. Oh, who was it? Somebody posted a picture of the gender reveal.
It was
John Clark.
And then, it was
straight to the comments.
People were not happy in the comments.
Straight to the comments.
Nope.
That's why you got to love Philadelphia, man. Because
Philadelphia does not give, they don't give a damn.
I just had hit the ball. Get a home run.
I had to do a self edit because that ain't what I was about
hit
to say.
Hit the bleeping ball. All right, Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Zombie Day, man.
It is. Yeah, it's Rob Zombie Day around here. What's up, Chris?
You took the words right out of my mouth with that old Bryce Harper situation, because I clearly do not give a damn, especially when you go up there and don't get a hit or do anything.
I just thought something they thought that was going to be the spark. I mean, I said it jokingly, but they obviously thought that was going to be the spark. The way that they brought the bat in, Trey Turner brought it to him, and you know he's up at the plate with the baby blue bat, which I thought was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Didn't do nothing with it.
Did not
do nothing with it. But I mean, hey, it was cool.
Tone deaf and clueless. While we're on, you know, this, what's just bad ideas? Bad ideas is, with all due respect, Rojas, thanks. And he's just a bad idea to be up in the major leagues at this point. Marsh is one level above him, but he's hot garbage. So I'm just done with the both of them. Bring Crawford up. This is going to sound like a drum that's going to be beaten a million times over the airwaves for the next couple weeks. Let me address Rob Zombie here. You know, taking a nap while JT gets rung up on a ball that was 10 feet outside, like even Bob Uecker could see that ball was outside, is just absolutely ridiculous that man is like just completely oblivious to what's going on with him. You know, Rob wants us to relax. You know, Rod, taking a nap during the game is not appropriate, okay? Someone needs to ask him, Rob, you know, what would you say you'd do here? Because this guy, I'm done with him. I'm done with this clown. You know, I mean, it is ridiculous. I mean, this guy is so clueless and lost. Like, he's out in the forest, lost, and, you know, wandering around with, like, Jerry Jones, and both of them are wearing their underwear on the outside of their pants. That's how gone these guys are. You know what? He and this team need to wake up, lock in. You know, I am beyond fed up with this. But I see through some of this nonsense. I see the truth. And Hugh Douglas, I see you over there. I know why you're defending him and not cooking him, because I think Rod's on a gap year, and Hugh is like, yeah, you're Jacksonville in it. It's okay, Rod.
How did I catch a strike?
Wow.
How did I
catch a strike? Did you do anything for us?
That's going on here, but you know what?
Gap year topper.
Gap year topper. It's ridiculous. But, guys, I want him. Can I say my Hughes clues, and then I'll tell you what I want?
Yes, yes. What's your guess?
This is a cold weather animal. And I got this. I'm sorry to everybody else. You're not going to win this. It's a cold weather animal. It originates from Canada, and it's still in hibernation. It's Rob Thompson. But Rob Thompson, I want you fire! F-I-R-E-D! Fire!
Chris went full Vince McMahon with there with the fire there. So I didn't know where he was going with the guess. That was not it, by the way.
That was not a bad
guess. Not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess.
I thought he was going to chant zombie. I thought today's chant was going to be zombie.
There's still more time.
I know. He went with the fired. And how about
might
that?
Might be saving that for later on.
How about that? The gap year topper. Just like gap year Douglas.
Gap year. Say, okay. This is my, I think people tend to forget, because I understand people are mad. So I'm not going to be mad at you for being mad at me. But my job is to try to give you perspective on what I think is how I interpret things, you know, being the former athlete and all.
And I get it.
And well, you get it, but most people say, oh, you're making excuses. No, I'm looking at Topper, and I'm thinking what everybody else is thinking, and JT's obviously going nuclear, and he's just sitting there. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, maybe he's still reeling from the mistakes that were made earlier in the game.
So you're telling me we have a boxer in the sixth round of a fight
who's still trying to recover from the first punch that he took to the
face. I have a dazed manager in the dugout.
What other explanation can it be?
Well, I don't know, but at some point I'm going to say throw the towel if this continues. 215-592-9494.
That's a pretty good analogy on my part.
Well,
it's pretty good.
I actually kind of liked it. All right, Devin, at 12 o'clock, your phone calls the entire show. When we come back, a hypothetical Eagles trade I have, I want to throw at you guys. We'll throw that in as well. 215-592-9494. We also have a sports psychologist, Dr. Karp, joining us later to help with the Alec Bohm situation.
That's going
to
go well.
Well, we had a call last week about that. Some people were talking about that. So we figured, let's bring on a sports psychologist, settle this whole thing. 215-592-9494. It's How You Hop Board Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think. They'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.